Well, we finally did. This past Wednesday, the total national debt hit the $40 trillion mark. As we heard some people, some analysts say, faster than expected. Considering the rate Trump and Republicans are spending, I kind of have to question the awareness level of anyone who was surprised by this. Now, what does this all represent, $40 trillion figure? That's the total debt of the U.S. government, known as the gross debt. It certainly is. This includes all debt owed to others, as well as what the government owes itself. Well, you see, there's IOUs to the Social Security Trust Fund, as one example, which the U.S. has been borrowing out of that for years. Now, how big is $40 trillion? That's more than the median value of every single family home in the country. So we're talking about a pretty significant amount of money. They might be thinking, well, it doesn't affect me. It's all politics. That's all stuff over there. Well, it does, because it's a more broad-based situation that certainly limits the government's ability to take care of priorities, at least in theory. But it also affects you because it can make borrowing more expensive. Example, mortgage rates. They tend to rise and fall with the yield on the 10-year treasuries, and the rate on 30-year home loans, that's climbed almost 6.7%, not according to Freddie Mac. Now, of course, we have the blame game with all this. No doubt caught the Trump administration this past week, blaming the Biden administration, blaming even the new Green Deal, which never really actually passed Congress and became law, for the national debt. But don't worry, Donald Trump is creating solutions. I've seen one of those solutions, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. He's saying we can grow our way out of this. That's the same Bessent who's launched a federal debt buyback by the U.S. Treasury. Here's the deal. They're buying back government debt, which came about at the 0% rates, but they're buying it back now under the current 4 to 5% rates. Even though this move already fell flat on its ass, Bessent said that they're going to do more of it. Let me put it in the more layperson platform here. That's like getting a new credit card that comes with that introductory 0% interest rate for, what, usually a year or so. You run up a balance on that card, then you transfer that balance to another card you already have that you're paying 18% interest on. You can see the lack of logic in all this. But getting back to the presidents and the blame game scorecard, let's take a look back at recent presidents and what they added individually to the national debt. Well, not individually, but, with Congress's help, obviously. George W. Bush, he added about $4 trillion. And it's also important to understand why these presidents added to the national debt. Bush, like I said, added $4 trillion. That doubled the debt he inherited. But you also figure out the post-September 11th attacks, the war on terror, tax cuts, and the onset of the financial crisis in 2008. Now we move forward to Barack Obama of two terms. He added $9.32 trillion. You want to break that down? First term, $5.81 trillion, and second, $3.51 trillion. That was, of course, the Great Depression, but not Depression, well, some called it that, but the Great Recession of 2008, the drop in tax revenue, and the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. This brings us to Joe Biden, who added a total of $8.45 trillion. Pandemic recovery. Also a huge infrastructure investment and the Jobs Act, as well as, ironically, rising net interest costs. Now we have Donald Trump. His first term, he added $7.8 trillion to the national debt, tax cuts, Jobs Act, COVID-19 checks, you remember those. Then his second term, so far, he's added $4.8 trillion to the national debt. And that's what brought us to the current $40 trillion mark that we hit this past Wednesday. And between Trump's two terms, easy math to do, $12.6 trillion so far. Now, did you catch the common theme with those presidents and the rise in the debt? Right, tax cuts. You see, tax cuts reduce revenue and add to the debt if spending isn't cut. Seems to be an equation that the men and women down in D.C. are having a challenging time trying to grasp. If you want to do a verbal pie chart of all of this, as of right now, and no doubt is going to change, Donald Trump is directly responsible for one-third of the currently $40 trillion debt when you look at his first and second terms. Again, that's so far. The other two-thirds of the national debt rests with all other of our presidents going all the way back to George Washington.